And we will move on to item number four.
From the Director, Department of Family Care, providing a verbal informational report on the status of the managed care organization's financials. Informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Okay. Here we go again. The dynamic duo.
Not all excited about finding a job.
Yes. Director Ledger and Mr. Hodson, welcome back again.
Good morning.
Just for the record, you do have one more item after this one
Thank
as well.
You.
So you can stay seated.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Not that I was anxious to leave.
I know you have your tennies on, but you don't have to run.
I have a medical reason.
I know you
I have your prescription Converse tennis shoes.
I wouldn't recognize you without Converse on. All right.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yes, welcome back.
Per your request, we have some preliminary financial information as based on a period close of 14-2. So the final close, as you know, has not occurred. But as of 14-2, the department has a consolidated surplus approximating $1.485 million.
Okay. Say it one more time.
So you can revel in it?
Yeah.
As of period of close 14.2, and again, these numbers are preliminary and subject to change because Mr. Hodson can tell you how many for additional closes there are, but it seems to me there are an infinite number of closes. But as of that close, the consolidated operation has a surplus approximating $1,485,000.
Okay. Very good. When you last reported, or maybe when you reported in December, there were issues with or concerns regarding this biennial budget. Mm-hmm. How does that look for you now?
Madam Chair, County Board Supervisors, in reference to the state's biennial budget?
Yes.
As we look through the budget, and this goes back to your comment on the earlier item, there's the piece that impacts on this particular managed care organization is in the Department of Health Services budget, where they enumerate their performance measures, and they looking for the exact number. They said to triple the number of individual self-directing services in the IRIS program. The IRIS program, as you may be aware, is the state's self-directed supports program. That's a program, I believe, that's, you know, that really works for some of the individuals that enroll in it. It offers an opportunity to totally self-direct, although, as you may know, you can also self-direct a good portion of your services within the family care program. Our concern is the way that it's phrased in the governor's budget. It doesn't talk about an increase of people receiving services through all public long-term care programs, through Family Care PACE, Partnership, and IRIS. It talks about one program specifically. So if we look at where they expect the growth to come, our concern is that that growth will come at the expense of the Family Care PACE and Partnership programs throughout Wisconsin, and obviously ours.
Okay. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions? No? All right. This was an informational report. Thank you.